Wake up, public media people, wrote New York University journalism professor Jay Rosen in his Press Think blog. You don't get to decide whether you have political enemies or not, but you can decide how to respond to them. The default setting is a series of political defeats. Rosen's been frustrated with public radio's recent spate of firings, including the punting of former NPR president Vivian Schiller after a doctored sting tape was released, produced by conservative activist James O'Keefe. Also by WNYC's dismissal of Caitlin Curran, and also by NPR's decision to drop distribution of World of Opera because its host Lisa Simeone had engaged very publicly in political advocacy. But not all pink slips are created equal. So I asked him, if World of Opera is still being distributed, which it is, and Simeone still hosts, which she does, was there really any damage done?
I think the only damage in that case has really been to NPR, which has shown that it will back down from public controversy and will even, as in the earlier case, which I've also written about, fire its CEO over these kinds of things.
I think the big problem is our tendency to conflate all these firings. The Vivian Schiller firing, the former NPR president, was a kind of bizarre reflex. But Caitlin Curran worked for an organization that had rules common throughout traditional media institutions. Mm-hmm. Excessively broad or not, they nevertheless exist.
Right. That's true. But I don't think these rules are helping public radio gain trust. They certainly haven't dimmed the culture war atmosphere surrounding NPR and its funding at all. It would be wiser for public radio to start transitioning to a system in which it acknowledges that its people have political lives and they ought to be transparent about it. That certainly happened when Bob Garfield started his Comcast Must Die campaign. He was acknowledging that he has political convictions sometimes and decides sometimes to act on them, and WNYC was perfectly fine with that.
The fact is, Bob's thought experiment caused a lot of consternation, and I interviewed him on this program about the potential appearance of conflict of interest. He thought recusing himself from discussions of Comcast was sufficient. I disagreed.
I'm actually on Bob's side. I think if his convictions are displayed publicly, if they're explained on the air, and he is transparent about what he's doing, that ultimately is going to lead to more trust in the long run, fewer controversies, and fewer CEOs fired as a result of culture war tricksters like James O'Keefe.
What do you think of the argument that if you don't go about publicly proclaiming feelings and beliefs, you may be less impelled to defend them and freer to change your mind?
Oh, I think there's something to that, definitely. I think there's a risk in taking a stand or declaring yourself in any way. But I think you should measure that against the risk of false balance.
False balance meaning giving two unequal sides equal weight in order to duck the accusation of bias, even
right,
if that misrepresents a story. Fairness bias.
Fairness bias is a huge problem in public radio, in my opinion, as is political timidity. I think there are risks to complete nonpartisanship at all time, and the risk is that any slight deviation from an image of perfection becomes a huge deal. And when you aren't making this claim that your people have no starting point, they aren't coming from anywhere, they don't have any convictions, they don't have any politics, you actually have less trouble.
Do you think Caitlin Curran should have been fired?
No. First of all, it might be a good rule for WNYC to not try and control the lives of people that you don't give health insurance to. The fact that she's not an employee, I think, is relevant because WNYC is not investing in her career as much as it could. I would say there are limits to how much control we should have over freelancers, and I would say that we have to have different ways of getting at a complex event like a demonstration. People who have declared no interest, no stake, and don't participate are able to tell the story of Occupy Wall Street, and people who do participate are able to tell the story of Occupy Wall Street. And it seems to me that public radio is grown up enough and mature enough to handle both.
What's wrong with different kinds of institutions deciding on different kinds of reporting? You have right-wing news organizations, left-wing ones, and ones in the center. And maybe the ones in the center, like public radio, may occasionally commit fairness bias. But they are also capable of doing a kind of reporting that those more inflected organizations just can't.
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't disagree with any of that. But I would also say that what really matters in generating trust is that your stuff holds up under scrutiny. That is, it's true and accurate based on fact, and you're transparent in where you're coming from. And if you combine those two things, you're good.
Jay, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Brooke.
Jay Rosen teaches journalism at NYU and blogs at pressthink.org.